Anyways, okay, enough of that. Kashkashim b'shevarosh. So let's talk about dandruff. So im yesh lo kashkashim b'rosh. She has dandruff. So is that a chatzitza?
No.
Tirchot es sairaseh heitev koydim tefila im subun hamayuad l'kach with special soap. That's
standard
shoulders or Salson blue or yeah, you know, heavy duty stuff. And to get rid of the dandruff. The tisrak is Cyrus, and then she should comb her Cyrus. Hey dip and misrak with the shtadal lahasa masha efsha. And she should try and remove as much dandruff as she can. With frat es hachatif es hagadol, the big pieces. Masha nishar havi miyat she'en amakud ve'en lechazit. Now l'chara, the big pieces. Now what would you say to Anisha that l'maisa went to the mikvah and then saw big pieces on her?
How you see big pieces? It covered most of her hair?
No.
It might have come off after she left the mikvah. It might have come, you don't know. It might have come off after she left the mikvah. While she's drying her hair.
No, let's say she saw it the second she got out of the mikvah. The mikvah lady said, oh, there's dandruff on her. Good, so then they'll take it off and she'll go right back in. Good. But let's say you know. Let's say you know.
I think he's on me.
Yeah. It's true.
One thing after the other, you know.
So let's say you know. Would it be Lachara that she's Machid?
No, because her hair's
always covered. Obviously not.
Her hair's always covered, so. Bishop.
I would say obviously. Hold on. Obviously, she's
because we have before that. We said it's
obviously she's not mocked. But yeah, if her hair, if her hair,
I don't know if that's. I'm not clear. To be honest, I'm not clear on that whole thing.
Right.
Because the shook means that if she shook would normally see it, she wouldn't be embarrassed.
But she didn't know it.
I would assume
her husband. Let's say her husband.
No, but I would assume that she wouldn't be mocked. If it's a woman. No, because if it's a woman who in a matter of 5 seconds has dandruff falling out of her head, what does she do the whole day? She has to walk outside. That means dandruff is constantly falling off of her head. She's not mocked.
But let's say she would be mocked. She would have to go back.
How could she be mocked? How could she walk outside? How could she go anywhere her whole life?
Maybe it's a fluke thing. When you're saying that happened like that, it happened.
No, you're saying if it's such a severe case.
Let's say it's a fluke thing.
Just this one time dandruff started falling off.
Okay, I don't know. She would have to go back. I mean, it's something that she would be marked on. Because it's a meal that she's marked.
So if the woman would come home and her husband would see her and say, your dandruff all over the place, and she would call you up and say,
no, that's enough time that from when she got out of the mikvah until she got in the car, until she got home.
Okay. So it's only until she sees.
Again, I don't know the, you know, I don't know the dharma exactly. We have to take it case by case.
So it would only be right away before she dried her hair
off.
Yeah, once she's drying her hair, she's rubbing her scalp. By definition, once she's rubbing her scalp, then there's reasonable cause.
Yeah, kisei roish, so head covering, should not be made of sieben fibers, al haseya, right? Kigoyim hamin hachadosh, hanikra, chenil snood.
What's chenil?
That's, chenil is like, you know, that stuff that sheds.
My horse sheds, what?
You have this clothing that sheds.
It's like a velvety type thing.
And you, I've had it with my kids that are wearing like this chenille type thing. And I look down and I'm not sure
it's black.
It's like a
white shirt.
So it's kedai that she shouldn't cover. That's real practical halacha right there.
Why? Do people have to wear chenille?
That's what we think. So don't wear chenille smooth within a few days. Within a few days of the mikvah. Taboy.
Why a few days though? I'm scared that when you wash your hair. Okay.
Yeah, but if that stuff stays on.
Alright.
Obviously, nobody's mocked it. You can hardly even see it, so it wouldn't be a problem to the oven. Yeah, taboy, sechet, zeinoy. Rings and other objects of beauty. If they're tight on the body, since the water doesn't reach the guf because it's so tight, like a woman has a ring that's extremely tight.
And what would happen if they can't get it off? Tell them they
have
to
take it off.
Discuss,
but if it's loose, it's implying if it's loose, it's
off. Oh, because of the price, because the chatchila ain't let fall.
She shouldn't even tell if you go back a step, then like dandruff is not stuck to this.
Yeah,
but that's like, it's like, why would she have to go in again?
Maybe
if it's in the hair.
How do you know that the water lets the dandruff lets the water touch the hair?
Yeah, David.
What do you mean, how do you know? It's a flake.
So?
It moves around.
Okay. Lachar, wouldn't the water carry the flake off the hair then?
Yeah.
Okay, but then and then it'll come back on. Okay, I don't know.
It's got dandruff, it's not going away with that. Just going.
Yeah. Okay. So the pious can say lechatchila she shouldn't be terrible with even loose ones. So lechay tzricha yisha lahasos kol ha-tachshitim kaidem matfila. She has to remove all the tachshitim before the tefila.
No, I guess the necklace is also considered saying it's loose in the.
Right. Let's see. I am in the.
So if a person's makpid to wear something, to specifically wear it, says who cares? Just take it off anyway.
Well, so he's gonna discuss it. This is a string. This is gonna be.
I was thinking about that, but like.
God, this is there's a big yisaidus in the whole Hilchos Chatzitza, learned out from this tabbis. Let's see. Ayn. Dim heim refuyim heinum chaytzitzim. If they're loose, then chaytzitz can use it with the sevens of mikvayis, hashirim vanezomim, types of rings, nose rings, katfulois, vatabbis, utzin chaytzitzim. The tight the chaytzitz rafin ein chaytzitzim. Adkan upirush utzin heinoshim heim tchukim alavasser heim chaytzitzim. Pirish katbalois min tachshit hatsavar. That's something that goes on the neck. Came here with tisefta chazayin yicheskel b'shem tavriyon. It's a bit of fine. Pasul rishonim the avakad the tabas he noy leisha. Right, this is the kashi you guys should have asked. A tabas is a noy, right? She wants it there.
She wants it.
She feels beautiful with it, right? Vahavi miyur she ain't no makbid. You asked that?
I said once she simply wants it there.
This is very much a lot of yisoidus from this. Having me a chain and mark it, right? So she wants it there. She looks to be bakeret. She makes it look better, right? And it's a meat, and she's certainly not makvid. The komokim he makvedes lasir b'shas lisha. She's makvid to remove it. Let's see. So she's makvid to remove it when she needs.
Okay.
Right? Since she's makbid at any time, then it's a chatzitza. Can't cause a rashba, a rosh, a ram, a shem, a rai, a nefesh. Yeah? Fine. So, that's the makar, meaning that even if it's once in a while, but since she does remove this thing, then it's.
Let's say she never ever removes it though.
Let's say they bring down the price can bring down. What about an Isha Chashuva who never makes dough?
No, but then you were going to tell them if she would make
or
dough,
or you can find out this man has said that they put on gloves, so they leave on the rings. I don't know if they do or they don't, but let's say
but then you could tie it back to that, but she would specifically
she never ever takes off the ring, so if she would, tight, it's a problem because it's quite loose. But if it's loose, then the chayr will be okay.
Well, let's say she. But if she would need dough with her hands, she would take it off, right?
If she would need
dough. I'm trying to make a silicate between a ring and a necklace. Someone, because it's even if this woman, then she would take it off. Mela maybe could say that potentially it would be.
It's a necklace that a woman never ever removes.
If I care, she's not going to keep it on.
So there might be sheetas that hold it, that would be okay. I mean, there are sheetas that hold it, that would be okay. The shaila is you have that ramah, that's the problem. You always get back to that ramah that says, take everything off.
And then you go from there that since Rob Nashim take everything off because of that Ramah.
Right, that's another thing. So then you have that if Rob Nashim take off their necklaces at some point, so then it doesn't make a difference. You would have to go bust at a Rob Nashim. That's a good point. But then there's another in the Pisvei Tshuva in the beginning of this siman, Kuftan the Fest, brings a sheet that it says if it's really once in a blue moon, I don't know exactly how you define blue moon, but then it's not a problem.
Again, when you say not a problem, does that mean l'chadchila she could keep it on? Or does that mean...
No.
Is there anyone that says you could keep it on in such a situation?
You know, mechaber.
I'm saying, but we have the Ramah. I'm saying after that Ramah, would anyone say...
There are those that might say that even according to the Ramah, you'd be able to... excuse me. Yeah? Thank you. What do I want to say? Oh, so Ramosha says pshat that if it's something that you'll take off at any time, let's say the opportunity arises that she's going to have to bake dough in the mikvah. I don't know, let's say come up with a new school. baked dough, challah, frosh challah in the mikvah moiris, right?
Don't release anyone. It's going to happen.
Yeah, so maybe that's what we should do. We should make a new society for that. But raffle tickets. But anyways, let's say you do that. So, meaning, let's say this lady says, I'm not planning on baking dough for the next 5 years. She wanna raffle to Zamix. Right? So she's not baking dough for the next 5 years. She wants to be tied with her ring. So, Rav Moshe says, the pshat is that that's still considered chatzitza. Why? Because at any time, let's say they come in with this new school, so she's going to whip off her ring.
That even someone with gloves, so potentially if they put their hands in gloves.
Right. But if it's something that you know that's not going to be taken off for a certain amount of time, under no circumstances, then that would be no problem. That's already, I'm not clear. I'm really not clear.
Let's say a pair of earrings.
Because a pair of earrings, she will take off. She could take off at some point.
My wife wears an necklace that she never takes off.
Okay, so like what he said, what they said before, the red string.
People never
take it. I don't know. Maybe.
My wife wears a necklace, she never takes
it. No,
so she wants to wear a different one, she'll put that one in and she'll wear a different one.
The problem is, forget the kneading of the dough. If someone, if a woman is going to Subway at night,
she's going to take it off anyways for the Ramah.
If a woman's in the subway at night or walking through Harlem or walking through these things, she's taking her ring off. Forget the kneading of the dough. So that's.
Maybe she puts her hand in her pocket.
Let's say a cast.
She puts her hand in her pocket, though.
You know that that cast is not coming off for 3-4 weeks. Even though we already learned that casts are...
It's not Noi. She's mocked about it, kind of.
No, but I'm sure that someone...
She knows now.
I think the what's it called? Fair, the red string, someone must have... I'm sure there are hundreds of people. You see people all over the place walking around with the string. It must be a...
It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth the red string.
It's an
Ayin Hara, not to do the halacha. Bigger Ayin Hara.
Right.
What exactly is the gather of loose? Right?
Okay.
Obviously,
it is a
separation.
Pleasure, but hano meaning moving. If she can move that ring around her finger pretty easily, right, then that's not called a chatzitza. No, all this is
after that.
Right, he says here, the chatzchili is supposed to remove everything. Yeah. Right? Marie Bruna, she calls the dropping mikri kishopeshatis umananas as paisel b'chayzik. When she shakes her hand like this, if it's going to come off, that's not rough. What's the problem?
What was wearing a ring like that?
Well, now some women lose their ring. You remember women losing their rings?
Some women do, especially
when they put it down in stupid places. Not because they.
No, they ever seen those old women who have like those big rings? Seriously, they're just like the diamonds are always like on the bottom because their fingers have shriveled up.
Yeah, yeah, my grandma has faquette.
My grandma never got a ring.
Fine. Okay, but either way, the chatzili is supposed to take it off. That lamed aleph back on top. If in yeshla agilim earrings, tzricha la'asirim koyda matfilas. You got to remove the earrings before the tefillah. The tinake esachor shabo aizen. She's got to also clean out the hole that's in the ear. Shlo yiyeh bashum lichul. What do you call it? Not the floor. I don't know.
How do you string it through? I don't know. The whole game.
You just gotta clean it out. Alright, now what happens if she forgot the earrings? Right? Ayin Bey is on the bottom. Vim Shokha La Sirim Vitovla Ayin Ashkotvizab Ashmatas Lashut Masham. So the Masham there says it would be okay. If she toiled with the earrings, it would be okay. Masham, because the Shiloh came up. Rabbi Schneider looked up the Masham. Masham said it would
be okay. Why is
this okay by earring and not by ring? It would
probably
be okay by ring too. Okay.
Pencil?
Pencil? Lamed Beis.
Does it make any difference with pierced or clip on? I would imagine clip on
would probably be more of a chassid.
Yeah.
Right. She's not able to remove the tabas. Right? It's blown off her finger. And the nefech is higher than the makam tabas. You were well represented because I said over your work and left it.
Don't
drink
so. Make a shaylas kocham. But she can't get it off. You gotta ask the shayla what to do with the rig. Ayin gimel. In the bottom, I am Pishazuta. She calls the Bashem Agoyas Chassam Sarim Zalashani Isha Shahisa. I met this Babesa Tfila. She's standing in the mikvah. She's not able to remove the ring. Kinafach Hatzbah Bahaisa Rafuya. It's the ring, the finger got blown up. And it was loose. Ram Haisa Isha Chashuba. Right? She ain't dark at Lolash Loilam. And she's an Isha Chashuba and she never needs dough. Tzivisi, Shalkopanim, Tenasa, and Yusrai, they sort of saw Chenasa. Check if they can get it removed with a metal worker. What do you call those guys? They go through three reasons why it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, one's going to go to the mikvah.
So it was still loose.
Break a ring to get
it
off. Not go to the mikvah.
Two reasons. Right? It was loose, and she was an Isha Hashuva. Still, the Sam Sofer said to get a blacksmith. That's the word. Blacksmith to get it off.
If you're talking about a
woman, she couldn't get it off because she had a nephew over here. I mean, here it was loose. Huh?
If you're talking about a diamond ring, she'd probably rather not speak to her husband than to break the ring.
I don't know, maybe it wasn't a diamond ring.
Both sides enjoyed a can of soda with your husband.
It seems pretty far to go on it.
We're in Sasha with Gaston,
right? Because right, in the Hanam, that's, yeah, in the Hanam.
Is that banned?
It's a big finish.
You would tell one of us to it? No.
I'm saying, is that
the way?
Yeah, I guess. V'chein nasa, that's what he said. Avol, im loy hoya efshu v'kach, hoya nirli lahatu l'chatzila v'shat al-chak. If you can't do it, then you can be mafir l'chatzila v'shat al-chak, I can't l'shem.
If you can't do it, meaning that you can't find the metal worker, or she won't allow the guy to cut the ring off her finger?
I don't know. The chayr, you can't find the metal worker, or the metal worker can't do it.
Thanks for his insurance.
I can get it off. I got plasma cutter. Steel, I can cut through it.
I think a plasma cutter might affect her fingers slightly.
What? Maybe you should submit your name to the mikvah case that ever comes up.
There you go. I can charge a lot of money.
That's right.
I mean, this is a chalas of little people.
Beis Hastorim and Beis Hashinayim. Yeah, this is a big one. Yeah. This is places that are normally hidden. Yeah, meaning, Kodam HaTfilah, Tzricha L'Nakas is Kamtei HaGuf. She has to clean out all the folds of the body. Beis Sharm HaKomis, Beis Hastorim, Shavuluka, anything that's normally hidden in the body. That's inside the mouth, taichachait of the nose, aizen, beisashechi, underarms, tachasadadin. You don't have to
translate.
Yeah. Beis ha'erva, we also don't have to hope. Bein shinel, that's teeth, bein etzbois, regleo, between her toes, v'chein kolkuyesa. All those places that are normally not seen still have to be cleaned up. Right? Now what happens if she didn't? What would you say?
Since that, she's not really migrating.
Let's say she didn't clean out, she went to the book.
She's not really migrating, it's hidden.
And now she's home, you're saying?
It's hidden.
Now she's home.
It's hidden.
Okay, so we have to...
I think it would depend on how unclean it is, no?
It's different.
Oh, so if you have like a lot of dirt...
Well, let's say she checked and it's clean. Let's discuss what about the whole body? Let's say a woman doesn't do any chafifa at all. She goes to the mikvah.
Is she rolled her body covered and her own body?
Well, let's say she doesn't. She didn't do chafifa. She just went to the mikvah. Then she checks herself afterwards and she sees no chatzitz. Good mikvah feel or not?
Yeah, why not?
Good thing you guys are not rabbis. Because it's absolutely no good.
Why? You're supposed to look for the cool one, no?
You know you have to do a chafifa. It's a chiyuv to do a chafifa. Couldn't you even leave the right?
I say it's an hour beforehand, or?
It doesn't make a difference. The tefillah is absolutely no good. Right? Except if it's based on storim, then it would be okay. If there's nothing there.
So I thought that's what I meant.
We got to stop.
I love that. It's not clean.
No, but you...